Hello, hello, hello. Is my mic working?
Yes.
Okay.
One, two.
Yep.
It's working?
Yes, it is. It's working. I can hear it.
That was me.
Check, one, two.
Working. I told you.
Is mine working? Bob?
Thank you, Bob. I don't touch switches. Every time I do, it's wrong. I make enough mistakes.
Bob, can you hear me? Is my mic working?
I can hear you. Talk loud.
Because we don't want to hear what you have to say.
This will be the third time my mic don't work.
Test.
It's working.
Yeah, it's working. It's making
is it?
It's working.
No, it's not working.
Again, it's 7, a few minutes after 7 now. Welcome to the July 3rd, 30th, 2018 Port Malabar Holiday Parks Mobile Home Park Recreational District's workshop meeting. And if everybody would please turn off any cell phones or put them on airplane mode, that would be wonderful. And okay, if everybody stand for the invocation and the pledge. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for guidance and wisdom and support as we begin this meeting. Fill us full of your grace as we engage in discussions that allow us to become closer. In his name we pray, amen. I pledge allegiance. Thank you. Okay, roll call, please.
Keith Richer.
Here.
Bob Shortledge.
Here.
Eloise Raffa.
Here.
Joanne Gagan. Here. Kendra.
Here.
Barbara Whitnick.
Here.
Helen Ferguson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We have a quorum. We'll have a meeting. The first thing on the agenda is a hearing and enforcement of violations on 206 Holiday Park Boulevard. Our district manager, Cherie, would you please present this?
Okay, as you know, we have sent them several letters, totaling 80 days. We are now at the point where we can start imposing violations. However, we have to have a hearing and give notice to 206, Mrs. Hall, to present her side of the story and brings any witnesses that she chooses in her on her behalf. So we're here to set a hearing. It doesn't have to be a board meeting, but it's a hearing. So we're here to set a date for the hearing, in which case she will, if she's going to be sent notification. If she doesn't show up, then we can automatically continue with our violations, which means a $100 fine initially and then levy $50 a day. Lien on her property until she comes into compliance or she proves actually that she has cured the violation. I suggest we give at least a week and a half so she can either get an attorney or she can respond accordingly to our request.
Our request is going through the mail, what?
I'm going to be sending her a return receipt letter, certified mail. I'm going to be posting it physically on the unit. And she'll get it USPS mail as well. So there's three types of correspondence that will be sent to her. However, we have to have a hearing to let her defend herself if she chooses to by either retaining an attorney or witnesses to what the violations are. So at this point, we can continue and levy the fines and take it to with the clerk of courts. We can file it with the clerk of courts at that time.
Okay, and we're looking at the week of the 13th through the 18th?
Correct, and we don't have to have this at night. This is a hearing, so we can schedule it for an afternoon, a morning, whatever is convenient for the board. I haven't set a date yet. I could, but I thought I'd give the board the opportunity to work with their schedules to set the hearing date and time.
And if that week doesn't work, what week does? Anybody? I can do it any day but Monday that week. The meeting.
Well, this is up to you all, if you want it in the afternoon,
yeah,
or if you want it in the evening.
Just a second. Bob wanted to read something.
So everybody understands exactly what's going on. This is out of our rules and regulations of Holiday Park. I'm going to read it as verbatim. It says, should the violation continue beyond the time specified for correction in the third and final notice, the district shall schedule a hearing, and written notice of such hearing shall be hand-delivered or mailed via certified mail, return receipt to said violator. At the option of the district, notice may additionally be served by posting. If the violation is not corrected by the time specified for correction in the third notice, the case may be presented to the designated board/committee for enforcement, even if the violation has been corrected prior to the hearing, and the notice shall so state. So this is out of our own Bible, out of our own book.
Thank you. Okay, we're looking for a date. Anytime, Kendra? Afternoon.
Next week, Monday? No, it's the weekend.
I think August 14th.
Second week of August.
I would suggest August 14th at 2 p.m., if that works for everyone else.
I leave the 16th.
The 14th or the 16th,
Joanne? You're out of town through the 14th.
So I've got 15, 16, 17.
Okay, and
that's Wednesday, Thursday.
What days do you have?
I leave on the 16th, so I'm here the 15th.
So 15th is a 15th, 15th.
Sorry, me, if it's okay with her.
Okay, she's is it 15th?
That's fine. If it's 2 p.m., I think that's easier.
Yeah.
I don't have to come in late, and I, you know.
Can I have a
motion? Interrupt my job.
Can I have a motion that we set the hearing for Wednesday, August 15th at 2 p.m. here? Can I have a motion?
I move we set a hearing date for Joanne Hall, 206 Holiday Park Boulevard, on August 15th at 2 p.m.
Got a second? Any discussion from the board? Any discussion from the audience? Yes. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same? Thank you. That will be set up. The notices and stuff will be sent out. Thank you very much. Okay. And the second item is letter
Keith,
of interest.
Keith, one second. Okay, this says scheduling a hearing and enforcement of violations. Theoretically, can't we start fining her on July 31st? And that doesn't have to be voted on because it's in the rules.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Sherry as
yeah.
I ask. That.
I'm sorry, we can't until we have the hearing. This is from what I understand. She has to present her case to the board. And then the board can decide whether she's guilty or not guilty, if she has proof that she has cured her violation, and that's up to the board to decide. If she has witnesses, she has to present her case first, and then the board can vote on that. And immediately after that, I don't personally think she's going to respond. She hasn't responded so far, so we'll just have to wait and see, and then the board will take the matters into their own hands and the following day, if not that afternoon, if it's before 5, I can go to the courthouse, I can start with the fine and levy the violations.
Okay.
Now, according to what I read, it's supposed to be presented, the hearing is supposed to be presented to the designated board/committee, so letting everybody know that also a committee can be appointed to hear this besides us. It's either us or a committee. That's why it says slash.
Okay, in my opinion, I think since the board knows they've gotten all of the information on this situation, I think it's in the best interest to have the board chair the committee, be at the hearing. This started long before I was I started working here, so I kind of jumped in the middle, and now we're finishing it. But I think since the board already has the knowledge and all of the violations, and I think it's probably in the best interest to have the board.
And I know we're probably going to have enough people, but I didn't looked at it that close, but does there need to be a quorum since it's just a hearing? I think we'll have one, but.
Well, yeah, we're probably going to have a quorum, but anytime this board meets, it must be a quorum.
Yeah, we can look.
Yes, we have to have a quorum.
Okay. Anyway. Yes, Becky, you have a question? You want to come up, please?
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. If you're going to have this through the board of directors, which I agree you should do, it should also be posted as a special meeting. And you've got plenty of time to post it.
I know we do, but it's a hearing, not a special meeting.
It's same thing. You still need to post it.
Okay, I'll look at it. We've got plenty of time. We'll look at it. Thank you for your opinion. Yeah, go ahead.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I think when it says slash committee, I think that was referring to the ACC committee. I don't know. Also, this problem dates back to January when I was in the board, in the room doing the Wolf House deal in the office, and I got sucked into this also. And then we turned it all over to poor Mr. Keith.
Yeah, and we passed it on.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go on to item number 6, letters of interest to be on the Board of Trustees. I received and put out the two that I received, one from Jack Emmerich and the other one from Allison Kelly. Now, I'm going to read the qualification parts here and then we'll discuss them, okay? The first one was from Jack. Right. Okay. He's put in his consideration for position. This kind of activity will be a new venture for me. My past experience has been in school administration. I served as a teacher and then a principal in Cleveland, Ohio, and then I took a call to begin a new school for the Chicagoland Lutheran High School Association in St. Charles, Illinois. This indeed was a challenge since I began my position in February in 1974 and had the school ready to begin in September of that year. I next served in Racine, Wisconsin. My final position was in public school in Williamsfield, Illinois. I headed up the middle and high school in the rural community. After I retired in 2001, I continued to substitute in various schools until 2015. In this capacity, I had a deal with building and grounds and personal finance and a public made up of students, parents, boards, and support of Christian education. I think this is an experience that is relatable to the serving of the Board of Trustees. In addition, I have served on various committees within my church, including personal. Thank you for your consideration, Jack Emmerich. Jack, could you please come up? Anyway, we're presenting Jack to the board to, if you have any questions for him, we're going to see how well he is good at answering questions. Okay. Anybody on the board want any questions? Any statement you want to make, Jack? Add.
I have nothing to add to what I said.
Yeah, one of your skills is how to talk into a microphone.
I don't think there's anything else to add to what I had there. I think that pretty much says what.
Okay.
Yep. Pretty much says what I have to say.
Well, and we appreciate you coming stepping forward because we do need as many people as we can get, or as good as people too. Becky, did you want to say something for him? Or?
I just want to say that Jack also helped with the committee to hire a park manager, and he was given tasks to do and did them very well.
Yeah, I also want to confer that I also work with Jack on that committee, and he was a great asset to the committee. I didn't know him before we started it, but I do know him a little bit now, and I do think that he will be an asset also to this board.
Okay.
And I'll just make one comment on his letter. Other than missing the date, it is absolutely perfect in its grammar, in its everything. It is a perfect letter. You'd be surprised what we receive.
Yeah. That's a special award from Joanne. That's good. which we need on as a good as a secretary. Anyway, let's. I'll take a motion to not or to accept Jack on the board.
I'll make a motion to accept Jack on the board.
I second it. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Any discussion seconded. More?
Who seconded? Helen?
Mm. Helen was first.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Jack. You're on board.
Jack,
just sit right there, please. Okay, well, now, our second letter is from Allison. However, she is not here, but I would like, I did tell her that I would present it in the fact that we know that she is coming and she really wants. It says, I meet the state qualification to be considered for position. I will returning to Holiday Park mid-October and am in progress of downsizing my belongings in order to do permanent move to Holiday Park around September 2019. I am well qualified and healthy to return to the board and feel that I can continue to make a difference to all residents of Holiday Park. That's now she is not here, and we can't interview her. We all know her. If you want to do that, however, even if she, I don't see how we can give her oath to be on the board. So, do you want to vote on her now, or vote on her when she comes back? Because if we vote on her and say we do, our board is full.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
It's not full until she's sworn in.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah, it won't be full until sworn in, but we don't have to vote on her again when she comes. She just needs to be sworn in.
There you go.
She has
yes.
Can that be done over the phone?
No.
Okay.
No, it's got to be done here.
Okay.
Anybody else on the board? Anybody in public? Okay, we have a couple.
Sal Kersey, 1107 Keystone Court. She's been on the board a few times. The only question I would have, she said she's going to move here full time, and according to the record, which we have, she misses a tremendous amount of meetings, and that is detrimental to the board because then you don't have a quorum. So how many meetings is she going to be here for? Is she going to go back up north? You know, and it's really terrible when people come here and we don't have five people for a quorum, which I think you need five, okay? So is this going to go on and on and on? She's missed tremendous amount of meetings, and actually she was in violation and should have been taken off the board for missing that many meetings, and that never happened either. So I would like to know, how many meetings does she intend on, you know, attending?
Thank you for your opinion. Anybody else? Well, I got right over here first.
Dick Francis, 182 Holiday. I don't quite understand why this is deemed an emergency. A couple of months ago, or when we decided to have summer meetings, it was decided that only emergencies would be handled at special meetings. This is the second special meeting that I don't see an emergency. I didn't see it on the 10th, and I don't see it now. She's not even going to be here till September. Where's the emergency?
Thank you. Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. If you swear her in now, she's not going to be back to what? No. If you vote her on the board, she's technically on the board. So she's not going to get back to what, October? So she's going to miss at least six or seven meetings, which is in violation, whatever. Yes, because we have meetings in all of September and so on, and sometimes in August. We're going to have one in August in a couple of weeks. I like Allison. Allison sucked me back into working for the park in January. But Allison has missed numerous meetings. I filed charges on her personally years ago. Joanne had to have the meeting. And even when Bud appointed her 2 years ago, she was here through the whole Jody incident, and she missed numerous meetings in the spring and in the fall. Bud had to stand up at the meeting and give her a special two-month freebie so she could be gone. You said now she's not going to be full-time until October 2019.
No, she's...
No,
18. No, she...
No.
19,
yeah. No, 19. What he's referring to is being down here full-time September 2019. That's what she said in her...
Yes.
But she still will be down here. So hear me out.
She will not be a full-time resident until 2019. She will miss me.
That's not what
That's
I said.
Just what he said.
Let him finish. No, all I said is I will be a permanent move to Holiday Park.
Yes,
she already is a Florida citizen.
Yeah, I understand she's a Florida citizen, but she will not be permanent until the fall of 2019. So she will miss meetings in the spring of 2019 and in the fall of 2019. And she will miss meetings through the summer and through the fall of this. We should not vote a person in that's not here.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
May I speak on Allison's behalf?
Yeah, we will. We'll just want to get from here first. Okay, another opinion. Anybody else on the board? Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to speak on Allison's behalf because I've been talking to her regularly. I know exactly what her agenda is on her moving. Allison is and has been a resident of Florida. Yes, she does have a home, which she calls a summer home, up in Massachusetts. She is in the processing, her and her significant other, cleaning it out and putting it up for sale. The only time Allison misses it is when she goes home, and she goes home, and everybody that's been here for a while knows she goes home in the summertime. She goes home July and August and September and comes back in October. As for missing meetings, I don't know how any of us can say how many meetings she's going to miss. She's the only one that knows about that. And as for her being missing meetings and being off the board before, every time she went off the board, she did it for either health reasons for herself, which was the last time, health reasons for her parents, which was the time before. So she has never been really drummed off the board. She has never really wanted to get off the board. If anybody would have had the health problems that she had, where she almost died the last time when she had to retire from the board, I would have done the same thing. I have talked to her. She said she is doing rather well in her health. She definitely wants back on the board because she feels as though that when she was on the board, she made a difference. And speaking for her, yes, she did. She made a big difference on this board. I feel as though she wants to go back on the board to keep making that difference.
Thank you. Was anybody else on the comp on the board? We're going to...
I agree with just what he said because I speak to her, too.
Okay. I'm sorry. No. Becky, one more public. I know I'm not supposed to jump public to this, but I want to make sure everybody gets their voice.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. She not only missed meetings for the trustees and had to quit for whatever reason, she also did the same thing to HPPOA.
Okay. Okay, anybody else on the board? Anybody else on it? I tell you what we'll do is if I get a motion, we can say yes, yay or no, I guess. We cannot. I don't feel she's on the board, though, until she takes the oath.
Oh,
so any meeting she misses before she gets back to take the oath, she's not counted
That's
in
right.
the meeting.
Can I ask you to clarify something?
Yeah, yes.
Missing a meeting. We have two meetings a month. One is a regular meeting, and the other meeting is called a workshop meeting. Are both of them held against you if you miss them, or just a regular meeting?
No, and that's why when we kept the summer meetings, we only kept the workshop meetings so they wouldn't be counted against us.
So just a regular meeting is held against you.
Yeah.
So she would have to miss, as some people say, six meetings. She'd have to miss a half a year of meetings, and I don't think that's Allison.
She just got to miss 3 months.
No, she has to miss three regular meetings.
That's right.
And that has happened.
No.
And malfeasance charges were brought against her. We did hold a special meeting on that, and it was considered
excusable.
I was
just repeating what somebody said.
Well, it's also in our
bylaws. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You've got to miss three consecutive meetings.
Regular meetings. Right. Yeah.
And that has happened in the past.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a motion. I'd like to make the motion that we hold the letter in abeyance until her return and then review it then. I don't think we're going to have like thousands of letters coming in anyway. But at that time, she could be inducted also, right, and given the oath of office.
Okay. The motion is to hold the letter and application, but not to vote on whether to vote her to the board yet until she returns, right?
That's my motion.
Yeah.
If it's not seconded, you can go for another motion.
Yeah, do I get a second on that motion of waiting until she returns and then taking the letter? Okay, I'm not getting a second. So that motion died. Anybody else want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion. Make a motion that we vote on it now for Allison to be voted in.
I'll second.
Okay, discussion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You just made a motion. You got that public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked for comment from the board. Okay, public comment. Anybody public comment? Okay. Okay, hurry up. Oh, it's not hurry up. I mean, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Listen, I like Allison, don't get me wrong. I worked with her in January. Not even when she was in the hospital, I worked with her. When I filed charges on Allison before, she had missed 8 out of 10 meetings. A month after that, the bylaws were changed in this part so that it was worded that before it included workshop as well as regular meetings. Then a month after I filed the charges, the board changed the bylaws to put only regular meetings. So that's fine. When she was appointed on May 9th in 2016 by Bud, and she was here during the entire Jody incident, she missed the May 23rd meeting, the May 31st meeting, the June 13th, September 12th, September 14th, September 26th, and October 17th meeting. That's how many meetings she missed that summer. I will assume she will miss the same amount of meetings next summer.
Thank you. Anybody else? Discussion? Okay, and I'll ask one more time on the board. Any more discussion? Okay, then we will take a vote. The motion is to vote her onto the board, but she won't be on the board until she takes the oath in the when she returns. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say aye.
Say nay.
No, say you. You don't have to say nay. You just have to give the indication of what I vote for that. Okay, it carries. We had two yes votes. Okay. We had a majority of yes votes. Okay, now we've got the vote. Jack, you're up, and Joanne, we need to take the swearing in of the new members.
You can go to that mic. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support.
That I will support.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution.
Defend the Constitution.
And government of the United States.
And government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified.
That I am duly qualified.
To hold office.
To hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well.
And I will well.
And faithfully.
And faithfully.
Perform the duties.
Perform the duties.
Of trustee of the Board of Trustees.
Of a trustee of the Board of Trustees.
Of the Port Malabar.
Of the Port Malabar.
Holiday Park.
Holiday Park.
Mobile Home Park.
Mobile Home Park.
Recreation District.
Recreation District.
On which I am now.
On which I am now.
About to enter.
About to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome, welcome. And next meeting, the fourth Monday, which will be our workshop, we will have a chair for you. Oh. Okay, congratulations, Jack, thank you. Okay, now comments from the public on just the two things we talked about, which would have been the hearing or the trustee. Board members have any comments? Okay. I have two comments. One is, board members, during this summertime, please pick up all mail out of your deals so you can keep up with stuff, okay, out of your mailboxes. And the next thing, can I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, opposed? Thank you. And thank you for everybody coming.